Blog Talk Radio.
Ooh, ooh, you put this love in my heart. You put this love in my heart. You put this love in my heart. Ooh, ooh, you put this love in my heart. You put this love in my heart. You put this love in my heart.
I find it hard to believe someone like you came to me.
You put this love in my heart.
You put this love in my heart, yeah. I tried but could not refuse. You gave me no time to choose.
You put this love in my heart.
You put this love in my heart, oh yeah. I wanna know where that feeling goes when I'm depressed and I get down so low.
And then I say to you, come and tell me.
And it's alright.
You put this love in my heart.
You put this love in my heart, yeah.
There are some times when I doubt, but you always find me out.
You put this love in my heart.
You put this love in my heart, oh yeah. Cause when I see all that you've done for me, it's hard to doubt, I just have to believe.
Continually? Without end?
Yeah! Oh, what? Taking a breather here. Oh, there we go. And all right, welcome to Monday Card Class with Casey. I'm also from Coffee here. I've got some little bit of time today here to make announcements and so on and so forth. Normally, I have to really rush through these because we usually have like people jammed in the queue. But if I can kind of still mess around with time slots on this on Monday and trying to figure out, you know, what is a good time to what's the best time of day to call, you know, so people are, you know, have the show so people can call in and listen live and ask questions and stuff. But in the meantime. Okay, some of our lineup, because we've been, you know, shaking things up, changing things around, doing a lot of different things. You know, we were really honored that the show as a whole got voted, Psychics Gone Wild got voted as number two, second best psychic show on the radio waves. We were all really excited about that. Do go and visit us at the website for the show is www.psychicsgonewild.com. And, of course, that's also where you can enter for the Jethro is having a weekly drawing for free holiday gift basket giveaways. And if anybody who's interested, you know, or listening to the show, even listening in archives, whatever, having frogs in my throat today. But anybody who is interested in, signing up for those free, free gift basket giveaways, it's like we do, he runs it as a contest. Everybody who puts in an email for the week or does a contact through that www.psychicsgonewild.com, just click on the contact page, enter your name, information, whatever, and just, write a little blurb in the comment and say, hey, I'd like to be entered in the weekly free gift basket giveaway. And he does announce those every Friday, who is the winner for the week. So, that is open to all of our listeners or, anybody who listens in archives, whether you listen live, whether you call in, whatever. It's like everybody who has anything, here's our show or here's this announcement. It's like, go there, enter for that. And we just have different stuff during each basket of different things. I'm trying to think of all the stuff you said. We've had authors, name authors who are donating books, to put in those baskets, some reading material. We've got musical CDs for giveaway. We have got people making some energetic jewelry. So, you might get some of that. People on the show are doing, a freebie, a giveaway of a 30-minute free reading type of stuff. There's free coffee, tea or whatever, some of them. So it just depends. It's kind of like the Forrest Gump moment. It's each basket each week is different. And it's, life is like a box of chocolates, you never know what you're going to get. So each basket is different for the week, and you never know what you're going to get. But he does announce those on the Friday show. And let's see, we have a consistent time, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Our show is on at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain, and 5 p.m. Pacific Time. And, of course, it's always the same phone number. Every day, same bat time, same bat station. That's 773-897-6461 to call in. And, we welcome people to call in, listen live, or, call in for questions or whatever on most of the shows. That's what we have. We are getting up our second show, or what we call our sister show, the Psychic Learning Connection. And right now, it's Jethro's working on it a little bit today. We have been running it as a teaching and learning format, and that's what we're probably still going to continue that over there. But, we've got some of our really good, psychic people, teachers, healers, and et cetera, over there offering, their wisdom, kind of for free on the radio. It's like, kind of miniature clips of classes and what you might learn and that kind of stuff, just informational things. So here on this one, we're still, we still do readings for free. We're doing, like you said, in this, the holiday season, it's like starting, I think it was starting last week. Last Friday was our first giveaway. So it's just like, enter every week and get in on that. And then also you can get a hold of Jethro at www.jethrosmith.net. And he and Kay are really working hard at promoting that book. They've gone to book signings. It's called Living in the Psychic Realm by Kay and Jethro Smith. And if you contact him on any of the sites, either on the Psychic's Gone Wild page or on his jethrosmith.net page, or even call him at 928-284-0437, or even shoot him an email at psychicjethro@aol.com and just say, hey, I'd like to have one of your books autographed, whatever. They are also for sale through Barnes & Nobles. You can get them on Amazon. I'm trying to think. I think you said there was a third place, but there's lots of different spaces and places where you can get a hold of Jethro and get a hold of that book and read through that and so on and so forth. It details, that's kind of his life story, details what it's like to be, growing up psychic, that kind of stuff, and the trials and tribulations, you go through. He is also currently right now on a couple more books. He's got some coming out with his, we call it the psychic recipe book, stuff like that, some of his teachings and classes and things that he's learned through the year, and he's going to get those in a published form. And so people are really, kind of chomping at the bit waiting for those, and he has learned so much with the publishing industry. Through this first one, he's really kind of picking and choosing and making sure that he's going to do the second books a little bit better than what the first books ended out as. So anyway, there's all that. And, okay, what else we got going? Tomorrow we have Pamela Hammond, who is our musical psychic. And again, everybody, the wonderful thing about that psychicsforthewild.com page is everybody who is on our show also has a page there. So if you miss the contact information on our show here, either A, you can always listen to it in archives because every one of our shows is archived. So, you know, you can go back through and if you kind of have an idea, well, you know, it was so many minutes, you know, you can kind of click forward and listen to those and get that information out of there. But you can also go to that www.psychicsgonewild.com and click on the page of the person who's there. Pamela's there. Dina Flanagan has a page there. I think Aurora Rose has a page there. I have a page there. Jethro's got a page there. Psychic Ryan's got a page there. I think Celeste, I can't remember. I know our local poetess, Jen. I think she has a poetry page there. We have a contact page. Try to remember who else is all there, and this is why I should write things down, because I think I'm going to remember them. Then I get on here and I go, yep, I forgot my every living brain. And it's all right. But anyway, Jethro has a lineup. He's getting different people on different days, kind of taking things up and around. I think we still have Dean on with us on Wednesdays. You know, Pamela says it's on Tuesdays, and that is at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, which is noon Mountain Time out here. And then, like I said, the rest of the shows, I'm pretty sure Dina is on with us on Wednesday nights. She does a really fantastic job. She's a psychic up in Maine. And then Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, I think we kind of have Amy Cavanaugh, who's our Florida Mermaid Reiki lady. And, oh, golly, she's working with grief groups and hospice. She does all kinds of, she's just has a lot of different perspectives in life, has a lot of practical wisdom that she comes in with. And I believe she kind of bounces around a little bit. So she gets her down a lot of times on Fridays. And then sometimes she pops in and out of the Saturday shows, whatever. But we have guests, and it's like, I can't keep up with just those guests lined up. He has got new names, new people, you know, coming up. So it's just kind of one of those where call that number, tune in, see what's going on for the day, check our show descriptions and see who's on. But we just kind of have a variety, and just depends on, you know, on the day and who's doing what. Also right now on the Psychic Learning Connection, I have been going over Greg Braden's books, The Isaiah Effect, because that's one of the things with the political climate that we're currently in with, you know, the earth changes, with all the stuff going on. That book published in the year 2000, and he really had a lot of very, you know, amazing things. It's like it goes into, you know, the Bible code is real. They really discovered that. It was an Israeli mathematician, and with the advent of computers, they ran, you know, the first five books of the Bible through these computers, took out all the spaces and all the stuff, and they really did find all the prophecies, predictions, probabilities, possibilities in there. And the fascinating thing was it also said the four words that crossed all of the major conflicts, all of the major, you know, predictions or prophecies that were in there, the four words were, will you change it? And so we've been kind of going over that, you know, how can we change it? It's like, you know, this it's been really interesting. It's like I say, that's been a series I've been doing over there. It's a 30-minute short show right now, and we're looking to upgrade it and make it an hour show. But when we do that, we're also going to have some other Glenn Cakely. He's another one that is a Reiki person, and I believe he's up in New York. And he's been on with us doing some stuff. So anyway, we're just getting, you know, a variety of people doing a variety of things. It's just a lot of talent together in one place. And the thing that I really like about it is the fact that we've got so many talented people on our shows. And it's like we do a cooperation. We do not do competition, because all of us recognize that we each work, you know, kind of sort of in a different area. Everybody's giftedness is a little bit different. Pamela gets a lot of her stuff, you know, through music. Her angel group who works with her and gives her, like, yeah, music lyrics and song titles. Like, it's really phenomenal what she does. Jethro just, you know, I do what I call, he gets permission from your angel group and they rat you out, you know, so then he just kind of tells you what's going on with you. And it's like all the different people just have different ways and different means of doing what they do. And I work with cards. I am just a simple card reader. It's like I don't try to do my quote psychicness or intuitiveness or whatever on air, because I'm too slow with it. But it's like I can do card readings, and so that's what I do. I do here, and it's like the deck that I have is really amazing, because it's just our little deck of 52 cards with you know, hearts, diamonds, clubs, and spades. And it was actually developed centuries and centuries and centuries ago, specifically for our planet. And that's one of the things I usually go through and talk a little bit about. Because if you look at the, quote, coincidences, they're really not coincidences in how our deck of cards, poker cards, were developed. We have 52 cards in a deck. There are 52 weeks in a year. When you do a numerological thing with them, you say 5 and number 2 equals 7. How many days in a week do we have? We have 7 days. If you do the spot values, add up what we call the spot values on the cards, you know, for their numerical worth. When you add all of the four suits together, you get 364. When you throw in the one joker, because there is one day in the birth cards that a joker appears as a birth card, its spot value is 1.25. So you end up with, it just happens to be, you know, mathematically, the cards add up to 365 1/4, which just happens to be the number of days in our year that we rotate around the sun. So, and then we have, of course, the four seasons. Hearts represent spring. Clubs represents the scholarship years of our life, going to school. And then we have the diamonds, which are the young adults of the deck. And then we have spades, which are the old people. And there's just, you know, a lot of things that go along with this. And the gentleman who, I'm not going to say where it first came from. It's like speculation is it first came from the Atlanteans about 20,000 years ago. Okay, I wasn't around back then, but I can remember exactly. So I'm not sure about that. But what we do have is in the Bible, when the three wise men showed up to find Christ as a young child in the house, different translations, they were called the Magi from the East. They were called the astrologers. They were called the wise men. But the phrase, the Magi from the East, that's what this card deck is called. It's called the Order of the Magi, or the cards of the Magi. So that's kind of where it first appears, you know, a couple thousand years ago. And then it went underground because there was so much, you know, persecution through the Middle Ages, and people got afraid of, you know, people who did predictions and prophesying and that kind of stuff. So it really went underground. It came back to light again in the 1800s by a man by the name of Olney Richmond. And he did a series of books on the cards, card studies. He was versed enough with the cards. He could literally take a deck of cards. He could lay them out, and he could tell you what time and season and phase of the moon was in, and, you know, just all kinds of stuff. And he said there's also a reason that the pictures on the cards themselves, that they have retained the integrity of the pictures, because they in themselves tell a story. And I haven't gotten far enough or seen enough information on those to be able to decode, because the three face pictures that we have are, of course, the Ace of Spades, and then the Kings, Queens, and Jacks in any suit. But there's stuff in there, and he would use those to be able to tell, you know, like it was amazing to me. I was just sitting there going, wow, it's phenomenal. You know, how does somebody look at a, you know, just a deck of poker cards and tell you what phase and cycle and whatever the moon is in? It's like, that's really amazing. But anyway, he was gifted up at that. That's exactly what he did. And I'm going to say thank you to our caller here. You're being patient, and it's like I'm going to just doing a little bit of chat and teaching her today with where the cards are, where they come from, this and that. And I'll take our caller from area code 512. 512, you're on with us.
Hi, I'm Dave.
Hello, Dave. How you doing today?
I'm good. It's a wild day energetically for me. I'm not sure what's happening.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's like Jethro has the same thing. It's like he calls me every day going, what is going on today? It's like, you know, it's making my hair blow back. I'm going, yeah, welcome to whatever.
Well, I was having a rough day, and then I come home and realize somebody stole my motors or my bicycle. So it's like,
oh,
okay.
No. Have you seen The Secret lately? Did you see that guy? Are you that guy on the chain chaining his bike up to the post and it's gone? Is that what happened? That's not cool. I'm sorry. Oh, golly. Well, what can we do for you here today?
Well, I just kind of wanted a general reading.
All right. Sounds good. Well, the way I do it is I need to get your birth, at least your birth month and date. I don't have to have the year right away unless we start looking at from a yearly perspective, but I can at least tell you what your birth card is and what your planetary ruler is. And I just need your month and day on that. Okay, I lost sound on him. Dave, are you still there? Okay, that is really
weird. Hey, I'm here.
Like,
I'm here.
Oh, there we go. Okay. It shows you in the queue twice. I was like, when you called in twice, that's really amazing. Okay.
Yeah, I thought I hung up on you.
So you're appearing twice on the queue that I got right now. Okay, so what is your month and day of birth? Okay, it's doing it again. That's really weird. It's like, must be hitting the mute button or something. It's like, okay, Dave, if you can hear me, will you come
can
on
you hear
and
me?
Tell me? There we go. Now, quick, month and day. What is it? Rats. Every time you say, can you hear me, I can hear you, and then I don't hear you. So I'm going to try an experiment here, and I'm going to try clicking on. So I got both microphones.
I think I'm on two. I have two lines open now.
Yes, you do. You have two lines open. That's what I'm seeing. It's like you're in queue twice with us here. So I'm going to keep both of them open.
Okay, there we go. I'm down to one now.
There we go. Okay, month and day of birth. One more time. We'll try this.
At least we're both laughing still.
Yeah, I know. This is, well, you know, we've been doing this a while, and it's like Jennifer and I started doing this back in February, and we've learned a lot about Blog Talk. So we've learned that the best thing we can do is you just laugh and go, you know, because what typically happens, and I swear to God, it's like it doesn't happen. You know, they keep telling us, well, it doesn't happen to other shows. You know, it's like you guys are blah, blah, blah. It's like, yeah, either you're picking on us. So it's like I said, no, I said, I think what it is we all, on this show, it's like we're all very, I'll say, energized people. And I think we crashed the circuits for them. So there was only one night where it's like I was beginning to feel. On. It's like we had a show going in the evening, but Blog crashed, and it's like it affected over 285 shows. So that was the one night I didn't feel picked on because they had a crash down. So it's like, okay, fine. I can accept that one. It wasn't just us.
Gotcha.
Anyway. Yeah. So what is your month and day of birth?
12/3/53.
12/3/53. Okay. Let's see. I can get my pen right here. 12/3. Okay. 12/3, it looks like you're a two of diamonds, and your planetary ruler is a four of spades. So let's just go take a quick look here and see what you two of diamonds of people are about here and what's going on. Well, the other part is that I always correlate with things. Right now, we're in the waning moon. So, you know, if there's things energetically to be gotten rid of, it's like this is the time to, you know, be cleaning your house and cleaning stuff out and, you know, kind of preparing to make way for new things. So there might be a positive going on here. It's like, you know, A, if you've reported your bicycle stolen to the cops, this is a good thing. But B, it may maybe opening up a better bicycle to come in. You never know. Never know how that's going to work. Anyway, two of diamonds is called the Wheeler Dealer card. And for a two of diamonds person, you've got this innate intuition. If you follow, it's always going to lead you to success, and it's always going to show you the right path to follow. And it's like just from what you said, you know, you're already on an energy path. So inherent in that intuition is really a high set of values and often a mission in life, which always involves, you know, partners, other people. There's a certain amount of ambition, you know, a lot of times for money, because our birth card kind of gives us the information as to what is going to impact us most in life, and, you know, how we're going to learn a lot of our lessons. And a lot of it when you're a diamond card is through finances. But the deeper message behind the diamond cards is about values. You're really here exploring your values. Okay, so there's a certain amount of ambition, you know, usually for money kind of keeps you motivated. That ambition is good because sometimes you can get into a rut, and my grandmother always used to say, a rut is a grave where the end's kicked out, so don't lay there for too long, you know. And especially that can happen to you in close relationships. If you tap into your inner guidance, you can find a path awaiting you that's really fascinating, rewarding. You do your best by establishing yourself like in one business and just kind of sticking with it. It's actually one of the most successful cards in the deck. It kind of says you really have only yourself to blame if you're not happy and productive. You know, if you're running around shooting yourself and you're in the foot, which some of the two diamonds take a lot of danger. So hopefully you're not that, because there's always some high side and low side of the card. But your card is called the Revealer card because you love to be involved in business, finance, especially with friends and associates. It's really a partnership card, which usually, you know, you like to choose to work with others rather than alone. Two is also a number of logic. A two of diamonds person has a mind that's really quick at making distinctions and evaluations. You're often attracted to and really good at working with computers for the same reason. It's only when you're emotionally unfulfilled that your capable mind, you know, gets a little bit pessimistic and argumentative. But financially, it's one of the most fortunate cards in the deck. Most of you guys make, you know, considerable sums of money, especially after the age of 35. You've really got a lot to be grateful for, and I'll, you know, reference, because I love Rhonda Byrne's book and DVD is, you know, that attitude of gratitude. But just be careful of your social obligations. Don't tax your health and well-being. Sometimes, you know, you get so caught up in your work and whatever, you forget to take care of yourself. And this is kind of like what stewardesses do on airplanes with moms with young children. They say, parents, put your own mask on first before you try to help your child, because if you don't take care of yourself, if you don't, help yourself, you're going to pass out trying to help your child. So it's like, it's kind of like that with you guys. It's like, you got to make sure that you take care of your own health first. And it's, that's worth it, really is. Large sums, you can make large sums of money in real estate, especially in your later years. You can maintain good health throughout your life. And it's one of the cards, ironically enough, that if you take care of yourself, you know that country western song, if I'd known I was going to live this long, I'd taken better care of myself, you can live to be, 100. It's like it's not uncommon, they said, for people to, of your birth card, the two of diamonds, to be, 90s and 100s, before you shuffle off here. You love to mix and mingle and arrange deals with other people. For some, your life holds a special purpose and mission that kind of really involves bringing higher knowledge of some kind to the world and those people you love. And you're known as the messenger of light. In relationships, romantically, you've really got strong, fixed attitudes, ideas, principles about love that's very admirable on one hand. And then, again, with these cards, it's always, there's a high side and there's a low side. On the flip side, your greatest hurdle to your romantic and you are your own greatest hurdle to your romantic and emotional happiness, because you've got to learn that love and marriage are more than just fixed ideas, about them or what you conceptualize there, or maybe analyze too much maybe. Once you're in a relationship, though, good, bad, or ugly, a lot of times you're stuck there by those same fixed principles, you kind of think of yourself as, the knight, chivalrous. And it can cause you to linger, though, where happiness is not. And if that happens, you can become bitter, inclined to negativity, and kind of manifest that argumentative side of that card. Male two of diamonds in a marriage that, if you're in a marriage or relationship that is over emotionally, a lot of times you'll have affairs, multiple affairs, but you'll shun divorce. It's like, because sometimes they carry that belief, people should stay married forever. It's a belief that all of them should examine for its validity before you get into a marriage contract. You've got an Ace of Hearts Pluto card indicating a strong, often hidden need for affection. It can go unnoticed or unacknowledged because you get so involved in the mental side of life and your work or business that inner need for affection and self-respect really is at the heart of a lot of your relationship issues and problems. Very intellectual person, you've got a really powerful mind. It serves you really well in your careers. It can also be a stumbling block to success in personal relationships because it kind of shuts down your ability to feel. But if you're, in that energy sense, it's like maybe you've gone through a lot of that, maybe this has happened, earlier in life. But it's like your big challenge really is to connect, your head to your heart. And with work, that inhibition can be overcome. You learn to communicate the intimate feelings that are necessary for a healthy relationship. And then on the other side there, Four of Spades as your planetary ruler. And this is kind of, I call them the facets, the different facets of the personality here. That as your planetary ruler makes you more security oriented. It encourages you to create a solid foundation, because fours are always about, think of cats, dogs, animals, anything with 4 feet, 4 legs, tables, chairs, whatever, very solid, okay? You really want to create a solid foundation in your life. It gives you really good organizational skills, a really logical mind that can keep your life peaceful. You tend towards family and home matters. You make them extra important in your life. You're really a hard worker, and you really enjoy working, which also brings you peace. But keep in mind, others may not always see the value in the same things that you do. Obviously, sometimes they're going to say, "Wow, you're so stubborn, you're unwilling to see things, blah, blah, blah." It's like, okay, well, yeah, sometimes, But you like to build a life on a firm foundation, kind of like one block at a time. Sometimes you got fears about money that just, come out of nowhere, and lots of those tend to attract friends with money. So how are we doing so far? Does this sound anything like you?
Well, yeah, the money thing is weird for me because I've been a musician, professional musician from the age of 14, and I either, it's kind of been a survival mode I've been in, but I've had some magical, things happen over the last 10 years, and now I've had some not very magical things happen, and I was homeless for a while and down to square one. But I've got an investment that seems like it's going to pop at any second, which is going to put me in a place that money's never going to be an object again.
Right. There you go. The ups and the downs, the things that go on in the years. Okay, let's see. So at 53, you're coming, let me think. Okay, I don't have my calculator here. Help me out with the math today. It's like, how old are you?
I'm 50, I don't even know, really. I think
what are 53? That's what I was sitting
there. I think it's 59 trips around the sun.
59 trips around the sun, okay. Or it's going to be, let's see, okay, your birthday hasn't been yet, so it's like, yep, you're 58, you're going to be 59. Okay, sounds good.
Okay.
That lets me know where to go with this one here, because I want to take a look just kind of real quick and see what kind of stuff is, because what they have calculated out in these, I mean, they have like literally tables from like birth to 100. So it's like, you know, it gives you 100 years of life in here. And where you are currently at this year. And that's, you know, and then, I mean, you know, any of the cards are going to have, you know, they're going to have ups and downs because, you know, you don't have everything just, you know, runs through. It's like life is kind of like a sine wave curve, you know. It's like you got, and they're learning curves, and you have like 45 minutes on the upside, 45 minutes on the downside, you know.
Yeah.
It's like kind of like that, you know. So you got the highs and lows, and I was like, that just kind of is the norm. Your long range this year, okay, and where are you at in your year? Let's see, because December time frame. Some of the stuff that I'm going to kind of mutter along here, if you want to go back in the archives, because we archive these shows, and what it'll allow you to do is really take a good look, you know, get your pencil and paper and just kind of jot these down. But your Mercury time period starts, of course, at your individual year, your personal year, you know, goes from your birthday to your birthday. So it goes from December 3rd to December 3rd. In the Mercury time period, it goes for 52 days. It starts December 3rd, and it goes 52 days, and then it enters Venus, your Venus time frame. And that occurs on January 25th. So January 25th starts your Venus time frame. Your Mars time frame starts on March 18th. Your Jupiter time frame starts on May 9th. And it goes, you know, again, always goes for 52 days. Saturn begins on June 30th. The Uranus time frame begins, let's see, 8/21. That's August 21st. And then you enter the Neptune time frame, which is where you're at right now. Okay, that's probably kind of why it's kind of a weird time of year for you. It starts on October 12th, and then, of course, it goes to your birthday when you start over in Mercury again on 12/3. So right now, you're just finishing up your year. Okay, and it does. It shows a lot of changes here. Anytime there's like a, okay, you've had for this, generically this year, long range, a 10 of hearts, which is, you know, kind of a supportive group. I'll say, you know, your 10 of hearts usually indicates, you know, you got 10, kind of 10 solid people, either in your family, your circle of friends, you know, whatever. And it's like, it's some of the emotional issues, but, you know, where you've been like down and out, you've always had people kind of, you know, give you that moral support type of thing. Well, you're at right now in Neptune, and you've had the 5 of clubs in Uranus, and you had the 9 of diamonds in the time frame before. And the 5 of clubs, but coming into this in the Neptune time frame, that 5 of clubs, like I say, I know the 5s are always, you know, there's a lot of changes, and it's like, it can be changes. I've seen people, you know, just, you know, like you say, it's like people be homeless, people, you know, change residences. It doesn't say where they're going to change residence, but just, you know, a lot of things happen. It's changes in plans or thinking, and it's one of the stronger indicators, like of a long journey, you know, might be over water to foreign country, something or other, but that trip could be really enjoyable, bring new friends and learning opportunities. That period could also bring about many opportunities to help others in some way that could bring a lot of contentment to you, and that influence may make it difficult for you to focus your energies on any one thing. You may just, you know, kind of lose some of the things by being too scattered, but, you know, it's really excellent for travel influence, and that's kind of what you've got going on right now. The Neptune time frame also is kind of our dreams, our hopes, our aspirations. One of the things it does say about it is just don't get your rose-colored glasses on too much, if I can put it that way. It's like, you know, especially with your relationships, a lot of cautionary is there. You usually don't make decisions about relationships until after, you know, your birthday with the next starting year, because sometimes you can be looking through things at, you know, and you can be disillusioned with Neptune's, you know, it's the illusionary, watery planet type of thing. So anything, something like that as regards to relationship is just kind of hang off on that for a little bit until after your birthday. Wow. Oh, and as far as stuff upcoming, I was going to take a real quick look into just kind of, I mean, this is why I think, you know,
this year, the last 2 years have been flat. It's been flat out survival, trying to work, you know, blah, 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 it's been treacherous. Am I looking for something to change in regards to that in the near future?
I would say yeah. And it's like, and actually that, what you just said there really makes a lot of sense, because last year that long range card was a six, and the six are the karmic cards, and they're also the cards of stasis. It's like, you know, things, you know, you talk about flat, it's called static condition. So it's like, that makes a lot of sense to me, what you just said. It's like, and it shows there was some changes, but, you know, overall you just kind of, maybe not flatline, but it's like, you just, you know, you're right. You did not have a lot of changes. Coming up, what you've got coming up for this coming year is a five of diamonds. And, you know, again, it's like you're into that. There's going to be some time changes, all right? It's going to be that five of diamonds coming up is going to be an important year of transition for you. And you're going to leave. It's going to be one that is going to leave you in an entirely new place by your next birthday. So it's like, you know, from your 59th, you know, to your 60th, it's like you're going to have a lot of transitions coming up. A fundamental change in what's most important to you is going to be likely to cause major changes, you know, either in your job, approach to money, even relationships. You could move to a new location during that powerful transition. And, you know, our lives are basically structured to provide us with the things we deem most important. When that inner picture of what's important to us changes, our external world, you know, kind of has no choice but to follow suit. To get the most out of your upcoming year, just allow the changes to flow in your life without trying to know exactly what lies ahead. When you're in transition, you know, you just kind of got to be ready to be spontaneous, let's say, you know, kind of change and depart from what's been. The future is not always clear, but there's always clear skies ahead beyond what we can see. It's just wise to expect changes and not make big commitments till after your next birthday. So it's like, you know, we're talking in your, you know, 2013 after that one. So this one, this upcoming year, your 59th year, your keywords is going to be, I experienced a major change in my values, which affects every important area of my life this year. So that's kind of, you know, that's kind of the overall. It's like, you know, we can kind of take a look at, you know, some different things we do have some other callers in queue at this point. But you know what I'm actually going to encourage you to do, if you've got the time and space in place, call us back tomorrow. Musical Pamela is on. She's our musical psychic. She's, you know, really good with love relationships, but she also does, you know, business, career, finance. What she does is she has what we call, you know, the angelic groups that help people out, and hers work with her in a very interesting way. But she gets a lot of the real intuitive stuff, and when people, you know, kind of connect, it's like, you know, I'll just say call in a few minutes early, you know, before the show starts, and just kind of hang out there. And it's like, because a lot of times she starts picking up stuff, you know, as soon as she comes on, she's going, man, I'm getting buzzes already, you know, and it's like that kind of stuff. So I will really encourage you to call back in tomorrow and kind of see what she's got to say. She might have, you know, kind of more specifics. All I can tell you is just that, you know, it's going to be a year of changes. There's going to be a lot of stuff. You know, there's going to be some good stuff, some bad stuff, some ugly stuff, you know, but it's a lot of different stuff coming up for you, a lot of faith, some karmic stuff coming up, you know, moves and changes coming up. But it's like definitely your upcoming year, you're going to be out of the status quo. You're going to be out of this flat line that you've been in for the past couple of years. That's, I mean, I could tell you that looking at the cards here. But, you know, call us back. Call us back at the same number at 773-897-6461 and see what Pamela's got to say tomorrow.
The show tomorrow is the same time?
It's at 2 o'clock Eastern time, which is, let me see if I can go across the street over here. It's like 2 o'clock Eastern, which is 1 o'clock Central, noon
yeah.
in Mountain time, and 11 o'clock in Pacific time. So whatever time.
Well, thank you so much.
You betcha. Well, thank you for calling in.
Yeah.
And we'll look forward to talking to you tomorrow. Have a good one. Thank you. All right, and let's see what we got going here. Golly gee. Okay, we've got, all right, got a couple calls in about 20 minutes. Okay, area code 360-360, you're on with us here.
Hi.
Hello. How are you doing?
How are you today?
Oh, pretty good. Having fun. As always, Monday is just kind of the mellow day. Anyway.
So sometimes, Casey, when you get rolling, your mic moves and you get kind of like sketchy on there a little bit. But,
okay, I'll try to really watch that. Thank you. That's good to know. Thank you. Because, you know, a lot of times we don't hear feedback on that. So I will. Is this okay?
And you get
right
rolling.
You can hear me.
But My name's Robin, and I'm kind of like Dave. I just want kind of like a general consensus for what the cards are showing you for this upcoming next few months. And, yeah,
right.
So that's basically. And my birth date is November 19th.
Oh, my goodness. You're coming up. All right. So you're going to be entertaining in the same time frame. I can tell you right now, you're in your Neptune time frame. So it's like, I know that one without even looking at that. Okay, so November 19th, where does that put you at? You might be one of those cuss people. Oh, my goodness, you are. You're in the, no. You just have double cards. That's what it is, because you're a Scorpio. Okay, you are.
I am on the cusp. Isn't it like the cusp the 20th or 21st, something like that? For Sagittarius?
Yeah, it's like exactly. In this system, we have to know they show the 22nd and the 23rd as a cutoff. Yeah, it's like each other. But I know it's different days, you know, depending on your years, different times. And I don't have any, you know, astrological programs, so I can't really do that. I kind of hope people, you know their astrology when they call in, because I don't have any way to check that one. But you are an Ace of Clubs, and your two is your planetary rulers. You have a Five of Clubs and a Five of Spades. Because what's really funny about this system is Leos got shorted. It's like apparently they're the Sun card. They had so much ego with it. It's like they gave them double. So it's like a Leo birth card, they're the exact same. Their planetary ruling card's the exact same. So where they made it up is with you Scorpio people, they gave you guys two planetary ruling cards.
Yay!
So they figured you guys needed it. I don't know.
We do.
Okay, so let's see here. You are, as the Ace of Clubs, I know aces are always the starters. You're always starting stuff, doing stuff, whatever. But it's called the Desire for Knowledge card. Okay, and I'm going to ask here. It's like, okay, I'm going to try to get this mic set here. So it's like, can you hear me now? I'm going to try to make sure you can hear this, because I was not conscious of that. And it's like, now that I am, I'm really going to try to be attuned to that. But okay. The Desire for Knowledge, accompanied by Desire for Love, you've got a Two of Hearts as a Karma card is the main influence for the Clubs people, the Ace of Clubs people. Combine that, you've got a person who's a student of love as much as one who would truly like to find their ideal mate. This card has been known for playing
ding,
field,
ding, ding.
But only until you find the person of your dreams. You would rather be with anybody than be alone, but you won't give yourself fully until the right person comes along. So like all aces, you're impatient, you're restless, your curiosity needs to have a student, you know. Often you got immense libraries or collection of learning materials of all kinds. That same curiosity usually keeps you very youthful even to the last years of your life. You're always interested in new things, ideas, topics, or discussions. You're very smart. You can use your brains and creativity to really generate ample funds. You can make money in things associated with the arts or groups of women, anywhere creativity and quick thinking can be utilized for profit. Very congenial, very considerate, helps you make friends at work, you know, gives you good communication skills. A lot of people, you know, most people feel very comfortable around you because of your ability to make others feel special and included. You've really got sharp, quick minds, you're witty, you're avid talkers. Your mother was usually an important, especially important figure in your life. She was usually a very powerful woman with a sharp mind, great deal of intuition. Of course, mothers always have eyes in the back of their head anyway, but you know. Like the Ace of Diamonds, who's also a queen. As your Mercury card, that relationship with your mother formed lasting impressions upon you that affects your love life and relationships with, you know, women in general throughout your life. Your later years will not be satisfactory unless, you turn to spirituality for guidance, which I'm usually people call in on the shows. They're very much, you know, tuned into that, and it's like they're on a spiritual path. You've got two sevens in Uranus and Neptune, which kind of represent that last part of your life. Can either bring material problems or spiritual success. You know, it doesn't kind of combine that. So it's like, okay, if you're into the spiritual success, probably the material is not going to be that important. Let's put it that way. The happiest ones are those.
That's not a good reading, Casey. I'll start working on my mother Teresa right now. Okay.
There you go.
Is that what you're telling me?
Well, not exactly. It's like, you don't have to be Mother Teresa, because I don't think there was only one of those. Thank you, God. It's like, I don't think the rest of us.
Well, she was a wonderful person. I'm not downplaying Mother Teresa, but I mean, you know, it's pretty
exactly.
much poverty, you know. She was healthy, though, I think so.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, but you know what? The thing about what. She was always really happy in what she did, and it's like you get to a point in your spiritual development where you kind of realize You know, it's like if you look at Christ, you know, he said foxes have dens and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. You know, so it's like really and truly, and yet he was God's son.
You're getting worse.
In Texas, you know, he was God's son, and he really basically was not a homeowner. He was a transient nomad, if you will. But on the other hand, when you could manifest, you know, when you can take five fishes and two loaves of bread and you can feed 5,000 people, I'd say, you know, you don't probably need a lot else. You know, I think he had other forces there at work. So it's like, you know, we're all kind of working toward that. How about that? We're working on manifesting what we need in our life. How about that? Anyway, yeah, I know. I'm still working on it myself. Anyway, but the happiest ones are those whose eternal quest for knowledge extends to self-knowledge as well. You're often called the divine discontent. You know, you like to travel, you like change in your life, and you work to stay satisfied, both in your desire for knowledge and that inner restlessness. And it's one of the four special cards we call the semi-fixed cards. The Ace of Clubs has a unique connection with the Two of Hearts, which is its karmic soul twin, and only two other cards in deck share, which is the Seven of Diamonds and the Nine of Hearts. Though you see seven karmic cards listed, only the Two of Hearts is close to those. The Ace of Clubs and the Two of Hearts are nearly exact mirrors of each other. You kind of share each other's personality traits and characteristics because this Two of Clubs, or excuse me, Two of Hearts is the card of the lovers. The Ace of Clubs has a lifetime ambition to find the perfect love, you know, and just remember there's only been one guy who walked on water. So it's like when Peter tried, he said, Lord, wait a minute, I'm sinking. It's like, well, you lost faith. Come on. So you're not looking for somebody who walks on water. It's okay. It does not necessarily mean the perfect marriage. You know, we can marry our perfect lover, but marriage is not necessarily a requirement. You know, where Two Hearts is concerned, what the Ace is looking for is that love relationship, that love affair that's timeless, that's eternal, perhaps out of this world. You know, like the Two of Hearts, many Ace of Clubs have that reputation of, you know, you play the field, and how many guys you got on the string? Okay. But it only occurs among those who have not yet found that true love they're searching for. So if and when, you know, you find that person of your dreams, and, you know, my personal belief, my grandmother, she had so many good sayings. She's, you know, always like there's a pot for every lid and a lid for every pot. So somewhere on this planet, and we've got, you know, about, what, 7-8 million people to choose, or billion people to choose from. Someplace on this planet, there's a guy for you. Okay. But you're devoted, monogamous, you've got that romantic glow in your eye when you have that person because, you know, there's that special relationship, you know, there. And you just, you never let go of that dream of true and lasting love. And, you know, we say to the person who is, you know, you found, it's like, you know, consider yourself lucky if, you know, if this Ace of Clubs person has chosen you as a special person in life. Okay. So like some of the other cards, very high ideals about love. Yeah. You got high ideals about love, and because of that, you can crash really hard when your dreams are not met. You know, it's like on the rocks of reality with the ocean. So it's like, you know, don't. I was going to say, there's the warning there. It's like, okay, if you're going to crash on the rocks, it's like at least be like the water and reform, okay? So you tend to go into a relationship with great expectations and great enthusiasm, especially when you think you found the one person. But if you place too many expectations on that relationship and it fails, you kind of go, well, dang, you know, it takes you a while to really recover from that, okay? Your dreams are never quite lost, but they never, you know, it's like after you picked up the shards and pieces and super glued them back together, it may not quite exactly be the same. So in order to protect yourself, you know, the ones who've been hurt in this way really need to see relationships. We say more realistically, you know, it's not Disney. It's like, you know, yeah, it's like, you know, you're going to have fights over which tube, you know, which end of Disney.
It's transitional. It's a transitional life.
There
right?
you go. Something like that.
I'm trying, okay? I'm trying.
Hey, that's what we're all doing. It's like, you know, and borrow that Nike swish, and it's like, you know, of course, yeah, here we go. If you, I don't know if you're a Star Wars fan, Yoda, if you remember that one. Do or do not. There is no try. You know, Nike swish. Do it. Come on. You know? No, we all work on it, though. Everybody, every one of us has issues, and we're all working through them, and it's like, that's why we're all in this little red schoolhouse of life together, so it's all good. Okay, but that best relationship is created just by working on your personal and emotional issues in an open and loving way. It's not just by finding the right person to be with. You know, what that can be the illusion created by that karmic, that Two of Hearts karma card. And I've seen some really actually cool posts in Facebook where they're kind of like, you know, it's not necessarily about finding the right person. It's about being the right person. So, you know, and you kind of look at me. Yeah, ooh, exactly. You kind of look in the mirror and go, you know, do I love myself? Am I the kind of person that I'm looking for? You know, and you look at that and go, ah, run! Run, Forrest, run!
Yes.
So, Oh, golly. And then, of course, you're a Scorpio, too, on top of it. And it's like, you know, the Scorpio people, it's like those, oh, man, those, you know, those, the secrets, the hidden, the, you got this really romantic streak to you. Anyway.
Over the top. It's great.
Yep, okay. And the five, I was going to look up your two. You got a five of clubs and a five of spades. A lot of transition in there. Five of clubs, as one of your planetary ruler, reflects a very restless side of your personality. Because of your travel, changes of residences, meeting new people, if you don't move in every week, sometimes I've met, you know, people like this that move their furniture every week, okay? Gives you a more than average ability to sell or promote products and services. You know, so you fit in the role kind of like, think of the Fuller Brush salesman, okay? Quite readily, though, by no means, that's, you know, does not mean you're going to go out and be a, you know, Fuller Brush salesman. It just means, you know, you've got that love of travel, though. You want that. You don't have change in experience
in
what you do for work, okay? That restlessness extends to your romantic life as well. Whether you admit it or not, you probably have a problem sometimes with long-term commitments either, you know, or if you don't, then you drag in people, you attract people who do that. It could be reflected.
Okay. Okay. Let's round that out. Okay,
that makes sense. But you've got that thirst for adventure. Just kind of keeps you searching for what lies ahead. Perhaps, you know, sometimes you leave the past and leave your past behind. All these Disney things like Pumbaa, you know.
I'm like the cool girl that everybody wants to hang out, but nobody wants to marry. She's so cool, man. She's intimate. She's great. I ain't going to marry her, though. She's not, you know.
I'm marry her, though. It's like, fly by and here's another one of the little things. Fly by a cow when you get the milk for free. Hello. Yeah.
Well, I'm not giving out, but I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I gotcha.
I pick and choose. No.
There you go. Five of spades. You got the other one. You got first of five of clubs. Now you got the five of spades also is another planetary ability. It can cause you to do a lot of traveling or moving in your life. Basically, as a very adventurous side of your personality, you probably see life as an opportunity to experience many interesting things more so than anything else. Even so-called, quote, bad experiences have value to you because of what you learn from it. You know, it's like, you know, you don't get what you want to experience, okay? You'll love to be with people. You have some success in groups of all kinds, the larger the better. You've also got a fair amount of sales and promotional ability and could easily make a living doing this sort of work. You're really amicable, you know, easy to get along with, relate to most anybody on your level, and you make people feel really comfortable with you. But you're restlessness is really the heart of that card's meaning. It's like, and you've got that double restlessness, you know, in with that ace. So it's like, you know, you got restlessness on three sides in there. It's like, oh my goodness.
Yeah. Well, you don't really want that restlessness to show. So I think it kind of comes forth as like a defensiveness almost. You know, because some leery of you, you're like, whoa, oh, okay, whoa, and so yeah. Yeah, that's
right.
True.
Yeah, it is, and it's very much a defense mechanism. It really is, because it's like, you know, if you've gotten kind of scorched by the fires of love once, you go, you know, a little bit of warmth is nice, but having my hand stuck in the flame, that wasn't so cool. It's like I'd like to avoid that one. So you tend to kind of
fire a little
bit. Okay,
I ain't doing it again.
Yeah, exactly. But then again, it gives us opportunity to heal from that and go, you know what? One bad apple doesn't, you know, I mean, one bad apple can spoil the whole barrel, but only if you leave it in there. It's like if you pick out the one, it's like, you know, there's a lot of good apples in the barrel, okay? Just because you got a couple that have some worms in them, it's like, you know, feed the worms to the birds, and it's like, and you pick out the rest and go, okay, I can have the rest of the apple that was good.
I don't know. I just kind of want to be a person that doesn't need the barrel. You know what I'm saying? You know? God bless them.
Yep. I understand that one. All righty. Well, I got one more caller here I kind of want to get to today, but, you know, I'm going to encourage you to call back because I know this is probably, you probably got some more questions and stuff, and Pamela is going to be on, and she is our person who specializes, you know, like in love, relationships, that kind of stuff. She also does really excellent, I mean, she says, I also do really good, she does life coaching, she also does, you know, business and finance stuff. It's like, she's amazing because she's got a group, and she's more relevant with her, what I call angel groups. You know, a lot of the people who are on the show, you know, have their groups, you know, their advisors and whatever on the other side.
You know, I'm really in a place of non-desperation, and I really enjoyed your reading because, you know, it just kind of brings everything in perspective, and I'm really kind of in a place of now, so I'm not really concerned about, you know, that. But I really like your reading. I like your style. And, you know, my great-grandmother was a spiritualist minister, and she used to read playing cards as well. And now, I didn't know her. You know, I didn't know her. I died, well, I was like one when she passed.
But I mean, but my mother used to tell me, and I was, and I always thought, how could she do that with just playing cards, you know? But she did.
You know what? What I'm going to give you is a sneaky preview, because a lot of times that's the other thing Pamela does, is like she'll have people, you know, come on, and it's like if somebody's been waiting to get a message to you, if you yourself are not, you know, picking up messages, people will come through for you from the other side. So if you're interested in talking to your grandmother, you know, come in tomorrow, and it's like, and see if your grandma has something to say, because she just might, you know.
You never know. Well, have
yeah,
a good
exactly.
day, Casey. I'm going to let you go, because
okay.
I know you got the end of the call.
Okay,
thank
well,
you.
Thank you so much for calling in. Made it a good day.
Take care, Casey. Bye-bye.
You guys do. All righty. Fun times. That's what we like on Mondays. Okay. Oh, we got a few minutes here. Oh, come on. Don't blog on me here now. It's been in there. Okay, our last caller for the day. You're all one, so you're a Skype caller, and it's like we got about 4 minutes here, and it's like, what can we figure out for you today?
Fine. How are you? My birthday?
Yes.
12:31.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Wow. I'm choked. Okay. And what I'm going to say straight up is like, you have got the one birthday in the deck that I can't read, because yours is really unique. A December 31st birthday is somebody who has the Joker as your birth card. And it's like you literally can choose to be anybody in the deck. It's like what I can tell you is, you know, just some kind of generic general things. It's like I know you're a Capricorn, you know, you're at the end of the cycle, end of the year, but it's like yours is one of those life paths that literally you can choose. You know, you come into this in this life, and it's like you really honestly choose what you want to be. It's like, you know, and I'm not sure of your, you know, of your age at the moment or whatever, but if you're in a time and space and place where, you know, if you've seen Rhonda Byrne or with, you know, like The Secret or something like that, it's like, or listen to some of our earlier shows. This summer we had a gentleman on by the name of Tony Naimi, who was a life coach and counselor. His biggest thing was, it's like, what do you want to do with life? Because this exactly is what applies to you. It's like anything, you know, pretty much anything, you know, anything you can do, I can do. It's like, you know, type of thing. But it's like you have an open script. It's like literally you have an open script for your life where you came in just to be able to pick and choose. You have a smorgasbord of life, and it's like wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, you've always had the choice of what you want to be and where you want to go, what you want to do. So it's like, you know, whether you know it or not, I mean, you know, it's like early conditioning, you know, in life may have said, you know, oh, no, you can't do this or can't do that. But you know what? It's like when you let go, you know, after you get out of your parents' house and it's like you're an adult and on your own, it's like that's one of the first things that, you know, the Joker people really need to give up is going, you know what, thank you, I'm going to take that whiteboard and I'm going to erase this, because anything that I want to do with my life, you have truly, you know, an open field to just really pick and choose what you want to do. Not sure the area you're interested in, but I, you know, you're one of the people I'm going to say, please, please, please call back tomorrow and get in with us with Pamela. She'll be on. It's 2:00 in the afternoon Eastern time, which is like, you know, 1:00 Central, noon Mountain, and 11:00 Pacific time. It's the same number. It's 773-897-6461. But you know, call back in. It's like, because I am not so hot at picking up the more intuitive stuff. You know, all I know is just that, you know, you're the one card in the deck born on the one day of the year where it's like literally you can have the world as your oyster if you want it. You know, it just depends on what you set as goals in your life and what you want to do and what you want to be, because you can achieve it.
Okay.
So. That's all I got for you today, which is maybe helpful and maybe not so much, but it's like, please do call back tomorrow and it's like, and see what Pamela's got for you, because I know she's going to have, oh, man. And we have a last caller. It's like, I'm so sorry. I'm going to apologize to area code 857. We have got less than a minute here, and, you know, I apologize. It's like we were, you know, when you call in late to the shows, it's like we usually try to get everybody on air with us, and we're not, I'm going to fail today. I'm really sorry. Please do call back tomorrow, though. Call in a little bit early, like I said, at 2:00 Eastern time, and, you know, see what's going on there, because Pamela is really, she's phenomenal. It's like, and we have other, you know, other people, Jethro, Psychic Jethro, he hosts on Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. He is an amazing reader. He also has an angel group. He has a totally different style. We've got Dina Flanagan on. We've got Aurora Rose. So it's like we've got a lot of other readers. And the nice thing about this show is everybody plays really nice in the sandbox. It's like we don't compete with each other, but we, you know, we encourage you, you know, to have readings from the other psychics on our show, simply because they each get like different, 10 seconds, love it. They each get like a different, you know, you get a different piece to the puzzle with everything. So it's like, you know, come and join the smorgasbord, and please do, you know, call back to our caller here, you know, call back tomorrow, and we hope to see you. And thank you for calling in today. I wish I could have done a little more other than just saying, you know, like, you got some awesome choices. It's like, because, you know, you can write your own script, which is cool. Not a lot of people can do that. All right. Well,
thank you.
Everybody for being with you, Betsy. Thank you. Thank you for calling in today. All right. Well, thank you guys for, you know, for being here, being with us, and so on and so forth. And we're going to get cut off that blog. I know we are. You always do that to us, and that's okay. So we'll see you tomorrow. And have a great and awesome, wonderful day.